Interlude 2. Scarlet dipped into a little curtsy, thanking Professor Plum for the dance, and breaking away before he could ask for another. At least the atmosphere here was less sorrowful. She could so easily remember Mr. Body leading her in a fast-paced waltz, or any number of country dances. They weren't in love, or at least she hadn't been, but the joy of it was a more than adequate replacement. Scarlet leaned back and found a door behind her. Well, there was no point staying here. The killer wasn't here, and neither was Mr. Body's body. The door seemed to pull her in as she turned the handle. Then she was back in that hallway. Scarlet was briefly grateful to see a place she recognized, but... which way was the conservatory? The door she'd come through looked like all the others. All that dark shade of yellow that seemed too old without any obvious scuff marks or scrapes or peeling paint. Had that mirror been there before? Or no, it had been a painting before, a painting of a hallway. Or had she just thought it was a painting? She started walking. There was a distorted sound from somewhere, just at the edge of her hearing. Scarlet caught herself, gritting her teeth. She tried a door at random, but of course it was locked. The corridor split, branching off to the right. For a moment she looked down each passage. They looked the same, and something about the mirrors seemed to twist the space. She couldn't tell how long the passage was. It couldn't be that long. Mr. Body's house was only so big. She picked a passage. She tried a door. She tried another door. She tried another door. When is a door not a door? Scarlet closed her eyes and breathed, her hand still wrapped around a handle that couldn't, wouldn't turn. She had to keep going. She didn't know what was happening, but Mr. Body was counting on her. It didn't really matter what door she opened or what was behind it as long as she kept going. A tremor ran through the soles of her feet. Under her hand, the knob turned. For a moment, she saw a long table set with silver and crystal. Then a mist swept over her, taking the door and the table and everything else.